Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John McClain joins us, presented by FreelandChevy.com. You can join John to talk some NFL headlines over the next two segments at 615-737-1045, our number. John joins us every Tuesday and Friday here on 104.5 The Zone. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are well. We are at Con of Thrones, the Game of Thrones festival here at Music City Center, downtown Nashville today. It's pretty cool.
That sounds great. As a diehard Game of Thrones fan who watched every episode, I think that would be very cool. I wish it was next weekend when I'll be there.
We had a chance to meet and speak with Jerome Flynn, who plays Bronn on the show, the mercenary. And he was outstanding, John. So I wish you could have been here for that as well.
One of my favorite characters, he's also in John Wick 3. And I believe he's in John Wick 3. Did y'all see John Wick?
He is in, I know he's in one of the John Wick movies. I have not seen any of them, but I think you're right on John Wick 3.
He's in the third one, plays a great character. It's good to see him branching out. He was always one of my favorites. I'm glad that he was able to live. I'm glad he was able to live in Game of Thrones so he could come to Nashville.
Follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, you're coming to Nashville next week. Tell everyone about what you're doing for FightDMD.com.
I think this is, well, it started about, I'm guessing, 8 years ago when Anson Mount, who is now on Star Trek Discovery, at the time Anson was just started doing Hell on Wheels, and his good buddy growing up, Terry Marlin, had started a foundation for Duchenne muscular dystrophy because his two sons have that rare form of muscular dystrophy that there's no cure. And Anson said they had a fundraiser coming up, and could I come up and do something with Anson and try to make the foundation a little more money? And he was filming, and he came in, and I was able to get Ken Wisenhunt and Rustin Webster to join me. And we've done it every year. John Robinson's done it every year. It's a private dinner hosted by my good buddy Jim Kane at Moto, and Jim brings a bunch of his friends who are diehard Titans fans, and Mike joined us last year, and I'll have to ask Vrabel when we do it, when I introduce him, if he's going to be speaking soprano when he does it the next year. We have a lot of fun. I want to thank Jim Caden for doing this for great cause. The website, as you guys well know, is fightdmd.com. And Terry and his wife, Sonia, do a marvelous job raising awareness for what is an insidious disease that only attacks little boys. And I want to thank John and Mike for participating, because the people who come, Jim's buddies, they get to see those two behind the scenes. And, you know, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. And they are quite interesting, let me tell you.
John, I thought what Mike Vrabel said about removing his unit to win a Super Bowl was hilarious. I'm thrilled that there's been no real negative response that I've heard so far to it. People understand that it's good fun and comedy. You know Mike Vrabel. Did that surprise you at all when he said that? It's obviously surprising to hear that from an NFL head coach, because it's not a quote you're going to get a lot in the off season. But what did you make of it, and what did you think when you heard that or read that for the first time?
Well, yesterday I had three weekly shows, and all of them asked me what I would have to give that part up. And I said, well, considering how little I use it now, it wouldn't take much.
And that's exactly what Vrabel said also.
Mike's got all the kids he needs, and I wonder what Jen said about that. But he... Mike wants to win real bad. He's very competitive. He knows about winning Super Bowls. He got those rings for when he was in New England. He knows what it takes. I think he's a great coach. I think the division is going to be the best in the NFL. If anybody tries to make an argument for any other division, I say, hey, you're as good or bad as your worst team. And the worst team, Jacksonville, added Nick Foles, Juan Taylor, right tackle, among others. And Jacksonville's going to be just as competitive, competing for the playoffs as Houston, Tennessee, and Indianapolis. I can't wait. It's going to be a great season. The winner might finish 9-7, but knowing how much Vrabel wants to win, it, the way he put it about what he would give up, that surprised me. Instead of like, I'd give $1 million or I'd give 2 years' salary or something like that, because if you're a guy, I guess that's the ultimate sacrifice other than your life, right?
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice, no doubt about it. It's quite the sacrifice. Phone line's open if you want to jump in. This is the last chance of the week to talk with the man in black himself, John McClain. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
John, the Wall Street Journal reports that as part of the NFL's push for an 18 regular season game schedule, the league has advanced the possibility of an 18-game season with a per-player limit of 16 games per year. When they say the league has advanced the possibility, what does that actually mean?
That means they've thrown it out there probably as a bargaining tool. We talked about that before. It's been out there that players would take 2 games off. Well, everybody would want to get those games off early in the year because it's not September and October. It's what you do in November, December. And if you waited around until a guy got hurt, what if he didn't get hurt all of a sudden?
Right.
The key is, do they have to take off those 2 games? What if it came down to December and you'd been like Jacksonville 2 years ago and you'd only lost one starter to an injury? Then what do you do? I don't think there's any way that's going to be part of the next collective bargaining agreement. I think the owners are putting it out there. The players would agree to it if they would get an astronomical pay increase as well as insurance benefits. You know, things that the NFL players should be looking for, to me, is being free agents quicker so they can get their big money quicker. And also, the other thing is insurance for life. That should be something they fight for, because, as you guys know, it's a physical sport. We all know how so many players are late in their lives. And I know it would be expensive, but the NFL's making multiple billions, and that's something I would fight for over anything else. Not guaranteed contracts, then the league would do 2-year contracts, more time off or fewer OTAs or less hitting. Those are the two main issues: insurance and then benefits, and then trying to get a year off to be free agent sooner. Having a fifth-year option on number one pick, you know, the players ought to fight that like crazy.
John, as always, people call in. They go to the front of the line. Joey, he's been waiting patiently. Joey, lead us off on the phones for John McClain. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. Hi, John. So my question for you today, John, is with last year with Le'Veon sitting out and this year with Melvin Gordon threatening to sit out because he wants more money or a trade, do you think that they're kind of, the NFL players are kind of trying to take a page from the NBA players' playbook and trying to get more and have more control?
I think that's a great question, and I think, yes, they see the way the NBA players not just get guaranteed money and monster contracts, they get to be free agents, and they get to dictate kind of who the powerhouses are in the NBA. The greatest players don't get to be free agents in the NFL very often. Problem with a running back, your shelf life is less than some other positions, and when you sacrifice a year as Le'Veon Bell did last year, he didn't make that money up in his contract. What he did was got a year off. You know, he was worried that in the last year of his contract, he was going to get hurt and not able to cash in. and maybe others will try it. Maybe somebody will try like Antonio Brown, torch your organization, torch your quarterback, your teammates. You got to have a certain kind of personality to be able to pull that off. That's why it's so rare. But in Gordon's case, he's in the last year of his contract, so he can do like Bell and hold out. He's not as good a running back as Bell. He's had good big. He's had injury issues. Bell is a great receiver. Gordon's a good receiver, but he's not Le'Veon Bell. And so you run the risk, if you don't play, never making that money back, as we saw with Bell, and not maximizing your earning capacity, because if he came back and played great, he's got a chance to make the really big bucks.
Phone lines are open if you want to talk some NFL with John McClain. 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
Eric is next up for John McClain. Hey, Eric.
John, I hope you had a good Fourth.
I did. How about you, Eric?
Oh, it was fantastic. I enjoyed it. Listen, John, it seems like you hear about athletes doing some of the dumbest and stupidest things in all sports, but the fact that the video popped up of Josh Norman running with the Bulls and fans, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I mean, he could have been sick, hurt, or even killed. I'm sure the Redskins didn't know anything about it. And the fact you've got training camps opening up in less than 2 weeks, and I'm sure they're going to stipulate from now on, no, you can't do stuff like that. John, it's always good to talk to you. Take care.
He is the second highest paid corner in the NFL. He's going to make $15 million this year. Had he tripped jumping over that bull and blown out his knee, he probably would never have played again. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. And I'll guarantee you, the Redskins, his agent, his teammates, his family, everybody's wondering, what in the world were you thinking?
Eric hung up that phone in John McClain-style record time right there. That was amazing.
John, all game officials and supervisors are in Dallas this weekend for the annual preseason clinic. But I was reading last night where the full-time officiating program has been put on hold while the NFL and the Referees Association work through some labor talks, and that current deal goes through May of next year. Take us through this. They're tabling this until they get a long-term deal extended, and why are they choosing to do it right now?
Well, they got a union just like everybody's got a union, and I think they'd like to get it done ahead of time, like they'd like to get the collective bargaining agreement with the players done ahead of time. Once those agreements are done, you have a better idea of what you're going to be able to do with your league as far as money, how much is available for whom. And I think that the officials, they always get it worked out, and I'm sure they'll get it worked out this time too.
Follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. Ed Werder says that Dak Prescott is arguably the most underpaid starting player in the league over the last 3 years. Is Prescott about to cash in?
He should be, but I wouldn't say he's the most underrated. I mean, did he say underrated or underpaid?
Underpaid.
Well, that's because of where he was drafted. And then Dad to say that about Russell Wilson. And what I tell you, Prescott hadn't won any Super Bowls, hadn't been to one. He's won a playoff game. But, yeah, he's going to get paid. But I'd be shocked if he was paid more than, like, Russell Westbrook, who has a ring and would have had a second one if not for one of the most boneheaded calls in pro football history.
John, Odell Beckham Jr. has a video of, I don't know if you've seen this, of him throwing a football the length of a football field, 100 yards. Who had the strongest arm that you've ever covered?
That I ever saw was Jamarcus Russell, which is one reason Al Davis fell in love with him and made him the first overall pick when everybody said, do not do it. I remember Kyle Bowler threw the ball 75 yards from his knees before his rookie year, and that's great, people said, if you're ever going to throw from your knees. Dan Pastorini had the strongest arm I've seen that I've actually covered here. Dan, 6'3", 220, he had a cannon. And plus one time, I think it was a woman driving away in a car, and she took his beer. It was a convertible. And as she got down out of the parking lot in this bar, he threw something. I don't know what it was, but it landed in her back seat. Everybody says greatest throw they'd ever seen.
John, what's the level of excitement today in Houston after the trade for Russell Westbrook?
Chad, people are pumped. They thought it was a problem between Chris Paul and James Harden. And, you know, Paul came here as a point guard who's used to orchestrating and conducting an offense. And that's not the way they did it this year. You know, this season, James Harden, he dribbles, shoots a step back three, or he drives and gets fouled. Or at the last instant before the shot clock expires, he throws to the teammate who has to jack up a three. And Paul didn't want to play that way. He was critical of the offense. Now he's gone. How in the world, Harden and Russell Westbrook, both of whom are alpha dogs, how in the world they're going to be able to play together is mystifying. But it sure is fun to talk about envision two superstars playing together. They had the best record in the NBA after the All-Star break. And that was Russell Westbrook. He and Harden are friends from playing together 3 years at Oklahoma City. But Harden was the sixth man. Now Harden is the man, and so is Westbrook. Mike D'Antoni, who's going in the last year of his contract, has just signed an extension. He's the one that's supposed to make it all work.
How much did Harden and CP3 hate each other?
I don't know. People on the plane said they used to play poker all the time. I don't think it was off the court. I think it was on the court. Nobody likes the way Harden plays, but none of the role players will say anything. And Paul did. But Paul was expendable because of a bad contract. And he's 34 years old. And he gets hurt a lot. I've heard that maybe Oklahoma City's just going to buy him out and let him go to the Lakers and play with his close friend, LeBron James.
NBA is much more interesting, though, with all the movement that's gone on this offseason. That is for sure. And all the talents in the West. It's going to be fun to go to the Rockets' home games.
The West just keeps getting better and better, and the NBA free agency is so much better than the other sports because the stars move. Their draft is absurd. They need to do something about that because it's a joke. But free agency sure is fun. And in this case, you know, it's a trade, but free agency still dictates.
John, have a great weekend, and we will catch up with you next week.
Guys, thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend, too. Thank you.